This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is a Tie Tuesday, and the Hall of Famer this week presented by Corvus Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and by 110 Grill, gluten-free dining done right. And good morning and hello, Ty Law.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm hanging. I'm so tired, man. I had to pivot and go to DR. I forgot. My schedule's so crazy. I forgot I had to go down there to a wedding. I promised a good friend of mine that I'll be there. So now I'm in Florida, and I got to head to L.A. today. Damn it, I'm tired, guys.
So you were in the DR, Dominican Republic, I assume, is what you're saying.
Dominican Republic, yes. Yes, it was a good time down at the Hard Rock. Yep.
Yeah, and this was Giselle's marriage.
Quick, man.
We had to dump out of that, but no S.
Yeah,
yes.
It quick.
Man, I didn't know that. Oh man, I mean, I guess congratulations are in order, I guess, but I didn't know that one.
Every baby is a blessing.
Yeah. Amen.
Yes, it is. That's what I'm saying. Hey, amen. Yeah, absolutely. Oh my goodness, I didn't know that one, man. Well, y'all like TMZ of Boston. Y'all get all the scoop. Damn.
Well, it's kind of everywhere.
It's news. But Wiggy is upset because he thinks that there should be a proper waiting time after a divorce.
I don't even know if the paper's dry on Giselle and Tom's divorce.
How long did you see? You said 3 years.
Yeah, I'd say like 3 years, especially
so somebody gets divorced and they're not with somebody else for 3 years.
Well, are you talking about soulmates? She was saying he was a soulmate and they were soulmates and all this. I mean, that quickly? Really?
It's quick, Wiggy, but it ain't life. You got to move on, man. I mean, it ain't like somebody in the jail or prison or something. You know what I mean?
Well, clearly
you got to move on, bro.
She was humping around while Brady was still playing because that was extremely quick.
You can't say that. It don't take but one time, Wiggy.
Good point.
She brought him on vacation with the kids.
One time, man. A lot of fellas I'll take one time, man.
They were best friends that fell in love.
Bullseye. Damn it.
He bullseyed her, all right. Sounds like he wants a bag is what he wants. Brady better not be paying.
Why can't it be true love, man? I mean, let's be happy for him. You know, blended family is good, man.
I ain't buying that.
Yeah, and then again, she could have 12 kids. Yeah, that's Giselle Bundchen. Yeah, she can afford them.
You think Tom thinks it's true love?
Huh?
Tom was buddies with the guy.
Hey, I know a lot of people out there that got kids that wasn't true love, but they still got true love for their kids.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Well, on to sports and a big win for the New England Patriots on Sunday against the Jets.
That was a huge win, but you know, storming the field like you won the Super Bowl, I thought that's a little excessive. But but y'all don't say it. I'm gonna say it. I mean, I think it's a great win. You beat the Jets. I mean, it's the worst division in football. But I think it's good for the team morale, especially when, you know, Jacoby Brissett, he gets to get back in and close the game out. I like what I'm seeing from Drake May and a couple guys, but let's just be realistic. They still need an overhaul, but it was a great, great team win, especially against a division rival. But let's say what it is. The division stinks.
The narrative is from some that this team responded to Gerard Mayo calling them soft. Do you agree with that?
I mean, that is a good response with a win. I mean, that's the narrative that we can talk about. But I think anybody that's a competitor on the team, when your head coach says that about you, you want to go out there and prove something. And I think they did. But again, you would like to see that. First of all, I didn't know the Jets was that bad. Oh my goodness! I mean, great win, but against a bad team. The Jets are all over the place now. I seen across the ticker that is Adams, he's requesting another trade.
Is he?
Is that what's going on?
I don't know. I didn't see that. I did not see that.
Yeah, I seen that. I seen it pop up on my feed that he asked for, not on TV, but on my feed,
right,
that he was requesting another trade. So I was like, I don't know if that's true or not. But again, the Patriots, great win. You know, I hope May is coming back. He's coming back next week. But it was a good team win. But they still need a lot of help, you know, and this offseason is going to be very important.
It surprised you. There were significant moments where Aaron Rodgers was making mental errors, you know, when it came to delay of games and not being able to figure it out on the 2-point conversion and didn't like what he saw or whatever his excuse is. Did that surprise you about Aaron Rodgers?
It does, because he's been, you know, such a great quarterback for so long. That just lets you know that the team and the organization right now is in disarray. And not even the great Aaron Rodgers can fix it. You know, I think, you know, from what we're looking at right now, it's a colossal failure with, you know, the addition of Aaron Rodgers, which no one thought that, because he's that elite of a quarterback. He's that great of a player over a period of time and, you know, a surefire first ballot Hall of Famer. But this is not working. It's going to be interesting to see what they do, you know, moving on, because he's going to be there. But next year, would he be there? What's he going to do with the head coach? I mean, they're all over the place in New York. So I'm glad that New England, as far as a rebuilding team, you know, a young team, considering young head coach, got to beat Aaron Rodgers. So that's good for the morale. But again, the division stinks.
Ty, would you say Aaron Rodgers, despite what you just described, right, he's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, do you think it's an underachievement, his career, given how much talent he has, only getting to one Super Bowl?
Well, he got to it in one. I mean, you think about some of the all-time greats that are in the Hall of Fame that can't say that, you know, Dan Marino being one of them. I mean, at one time, he was the pinnacle at the quarterback position. He has no Super Bowls. He went to one and didn't win. So at least Aaron Rodgers, you know, can call himself a champion, you know, and at the end of the day, when you say Hall of Famer, this many Pro Bowls, you're going to see champion with Aaron Rodgers, so you got to give him credit. But as far as the conversation, as far as being, you know, one of like the GOAT, or, you know, that conversation was coming up before because of his talent, you know, that, you know, you he's not on that list anymore. I mean, he's going to be one of the GOATs as a Hall of Famer, but like the GOAT as far as his talent, you know, that is, unless he can manage to play 10 more years, which I doubt, you know, he's out of that conversation.
Ty, they get a win, which is great, but they have an issue when it comes to drops. It seemed like Drake and Jacoby were able to hit their receivers in the chest, in the hands, but guys just couldn't hang on to the ball. How frustrating is that for the rest of the team to watch that in real time, but then also having to watch the tape of all those drops?
I mean, it's very frustrating, and that's when quarterbacks lose faith in the receiver. I mean, Tom Brady will shut you down if you can't catch the ball. You know, he can't trust you. And I know a lot of great quarterbacks do that, but what other options do they have? You have to keep throwing it around when it comes to certain teams. You gotta keep giving opportunities. You don't have, like I said, don't have that many options. So, you know, as a defensive player, it's like, what are you doing? It's like, I would equate that to a basketball player going to the free throw line. Make the free throw, man. Come on, you gotta make that. You and the pros. Or if it was a chip shot for a kicker. Come on, man. You gotta make that one. You know what I mean? So it's very frustrating for a team, but more frustrating for the quarterback.
Have you ever seen a group of wide receivers who do less and think more of themselves than this group?
You know what? You know, it is like, that's the receiver mentality, though. So I can't say, you know, save so much, but you got to go out there and do something. You got to have some resume or build a resume to be able to say certain things, you know, as a player. But receivers, they just have that, you know, uncanny ability to talk trash and bring attention to themselves when they ain't doing nothing. I think that's been, you know, for years, this has been happening. You know what I mean? They just think all the time, which is a good thing to have, that you're the best on the field. I need the ball more. Just throw me the damn ball. you know, and you know, the great Keyshawn Johnson, and he used to love that one. So I think every receiver has that mentality. But sometimes, just no matter of fact, all the time, you know, put up or shut up. That's how I say with a receiver. Because I'm now you're talking from a DB perspective, because a lot of them will catch one ball and swear they did something. You know what I mean? So that's just a receiver mentality.
Time now for the most entertaining play of the game, brought to you by Apex Entertainment. Experience the thrills at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Nominations?
Punt return?
Yeah, the punt returns.
Okay.
I mean, the game-winning touchdown.
But Drake May.
My guy can scoop.
Yeah, I like Drake May can run. I got to give it to Drake. I mean, he didn't get to play, you know, much. He had to go out with the concussion. But when he started the game and running the ball like that gives you promise. We see he can throw the ball, too. But using his legs is something that, you know, New England hasn't seen in a long time, because Tom Brady, he didn't have to use his legs. So now we got a quarterback. You know, we're not going to put him in the Lamar Jackson, you know, category or anything like that, or Michael Vick, but he can use his legs better than most quarterbacks in the league.
So can his ex-wife. All right. We are Ty Law. We are going to thank you so much for taking the time, as always. Big week for you. Anything big going on this week?
No, nope. I'll be trick or treating in L.A. You know what I mean? So I'll be out there, you know, with my daughter. You know, you know, checking candy. I mean, I think we still need to do that out there, guys. No matter what neighborhood you live in, still check your kids' candy. You know, there's still some weird people out there. So, you know,
I just want
to send that out to the parents.
If you could only, I heard Rich and Adam Jones doing this yesterday. So I'd ask you, if you could only steal one candy from your daughter after Halloween, what would that candy be?
Me, I'm a Reese's guy.
Yes.
I like a Reese's cup.
Everybody is.
Yes.
It's a perfect treat.
Hunter Henry, man,
but you got to watch. You got to squeeze it first to see if it's fresh. If it's hard, don't eat that one. That's some dry ass peanut butter, man. I hate when they go get the old candy. You know, I think they put the big bag of candy. A lot of times they don't put the fresh stuff in there. So, you know, they need to do better with the candy stuff.
All right. Ty Law, we'll talk to you again soon. Thank you.
All right, guys. Take it easy.
Yep. All right.
I'm Reese's all day long.
Me too.
I think it's the number one most popular candy in Massachusetts, I believe.
Yeah. Which one do you prefer?
I like the basic ones, like the two, the pack.
You like the white chocolate one?
No, I like the two pack with the little round
Right,
Reese's.
But they have the for trick or treating, they give out the two pack, but it's the single, right?
Yeah.
One in there. But then they have the one that's wrapped up in the kind of like the aluminum foil.
That's the same. You're just talking about the single one?
No, one's
peanut butter and chocolate.
Yeah, but one's smaller.
I see what you're saying.
One's the smaller, shorter one.
The thins. They have like the white chocolate thins.
No, you're missing
it. I like those because I'm on a diet.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. They're the smaller, thicker boys.
Yeah, they're the smaller, thicker boys. Yeah. I don't know what they're
Those are good too. Those are poppable.
Yeah, because I feel like those are big on Thanksgiving, like, because they come in the bag where they just kind of drop them. You peel it out like the aluminum foil looks like a Hershey's Kiss, but it's Reese's.
All right, coming up, we're going to talk question four with Eliza Dushku. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending?
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99 Restaurants and Pubs. The Celtics took down the Bucks 119-108 last night. It was Peyton Pritchard's night, going off for 28 points, nailing 8 of his 12 three-pointers to tie the franchise record for threes off the bench. Peyton now leads the NBA in points and three-pointers off the bench. Jaylen Brown led the way with 30 points to get to the C's 4-0 record so far this season. And Monday Night Football saw Steelers win over the Giants 26-18, the final with Russell Wilson completing 20 of 28 passes for 278 yards and a touchdown. The Dodgers continue to roll in the World Series. They took down the Yankees 4-2 in Game 3 in the Bronx. They've won all three of those games. We've got a Bruins game tonight. They're in action. They take on the Flyers at the TD Garden. Puck drop is at 7. And kids eat free at the 99 restaurants on Halloween. Visit the 99 for lunch or dinner, and kids get a free meal from the kids menu with every adult entree purchased. You gotta love the 9s. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
44 degrees in Boston, partly cloudy, afternoon high of 57. Things I never thought I'd say on WEEI in the morning. Coming up next, psychedelics with Eliza Dushku.